From NPR News, I'm Tony Cox. 2004 marked the 30th anniversary of the start of court-ordered desegregation of Boston's public schools. But that story was largely lost in the flurry of activity centered around this year's election campaign. But for many Bostonians, the events of 1974 have left an indelible imprint not easily forgotten. Years later, the city continues to wrestle with the legacy of racial division that manifested in widespread resistance to busing. And for many, especially people of color, Boston is still viewed as a city beset by racial tensions. One woman believes that the key to transforming both the city's image and its reality may lie in four simple lines of poetry and a glass tower. Our own Philip Martin reports.
Sarah Ting, a second-generation Chinese-American, was living in Boston in 1974 during a time of great racial turmoil over school busing. 10 years later, this former high school teacher says while riding on a city trolley one day, she passed by white, black, and Asian people going about their day-to-day business under the noontime sun.
And then this poem came to me that said, "Are you greater than the sun?"
From that moment, Sarah went on to pen a four-line poem that has guided her dream for nearly three decades.
Are you greater than the sun that shines on everyone? Black, brown, yellow, red, and white. The sun does not discriminate.
Sarah started working to build a monument to racial unity in this city, which neighborhoods remain deeply divided along racial lines. Standing several feet from the water's edge in South Boston, Sarah Ting peers through a steel fence at a hole in the ground filled with discarded fast food wrappers. This is the site of her dream, and she hopes to make her poem part of it.
Those four simple lines will be inscribed in a glass symbol, and so as the sun shines on the glass, it will create prisms of color, bringing that message alive in a very dramatic way.
To Sarah Ting, South Boston was the most appropriate place to build a unity monument, because it was here, 30 years ago, when school buses carrying black children rolled into South Boston and were met by crowds of angry whites attempting to block their entry.
I just remember there being a lot of racial tension, and South Boston was a community that really was not welcoming to people of color, particularly black people. So it was not a very peaceful time in Boston.
So Sarah shared her poem with students and religious organizations. Soon, it was plastered on subways and buses in Boston, New York, and Providence, Rhode Island. And in the mid-1980s, Sarah Ting's Sun Poem, as it is called, was used in several public service announcements around the country. In the time since then, she has been working to build her translucent symbol. And the next step, says Sarah, is to engrave those four lines in the glass monument, which she wants to build here at the gateway to South Boston. Today, she is closer than ever to fulfilling that dream. The Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority has agreed to donate this quarter-acre site for the Sun Unity Tower, and Mayor Thomas Menino and the Boston City Council have endorsed the idea. Councillor Mickey Roach was a former police official, specifically charged with investigating racial violence in Boston in the 1980s. Roach, an Irish-American, says building the monument will do a lot to dispel the view by many people around this country that Boston is a racist town.
The city has always had probably the worst reputation in the country on issues such as this. So it seemed to me what Sarah's trying to do is a natural other step as the city of Boston has seemed to turn the corner on issues of racial violence.
But not everyone thinks that constructing a glass obelisk on prime land in the Seaport District is the best use of public space. David Lee, an African-American who teaches architecture at Harvard, embraces the spirit of the Sun Unity Tower, but says Boston in particular needs a lot more than expressions of goodwill.
In Boston, I am particularly concerned about the idea of building a tower that supposedly celebrates all cultures and so on and so forth. I mean, it sounds nice, but the fact is that this is a city that is very much committed to symbol, and I think symbol more than substance. Frankly, I think if we want to talk about a real commitment to diversity, we need to talk about a more permanent perhaps a more dynamic engagement of the last major public space in the city, that being the waterfront.
And Lee suggests that space could be better used for housing or minority ownership of one of the parcels along the harbor. However, Sarah Ting is convinced that the Sun Tower has a much larger purpose.
Can you tell me of one symbol you can think of that really honors humanity and embraces all people, and it doesn't honor just one particular group? This message does, and as long as the sun exists, this message will be relevant.
Ting says she has raised $250,000 of the $4 million needed for the project, which is slated for completion by 2006. And her only concern, she says, is that it doesn't rain the day the doors to the Sun Unity Tower finally open. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin.